COVID-19 hospital worker. Protective clothing doesn't make up for lack of beds. An NHS health professional. My hospital is one of those taking suspected COVID-19 cases. As health workers, we are well aware of the deaths from influenzas, which happen every winter, and most of us get our flu jab. But there is no vaccination for this new infection. Everything possible is being done to protect staff, but all the protective clothing in the world can't make up for the simple fact that we don't have enough beds now. Recently we went beyond black alert, indicating a serious incident where the hospital can no longer provide comprehensive care. Waiting rooms and A units were turned into wards, using trolleys instead of beds, so the NHS Trust could continue to take in seriously ill patients. We are the major trauma center for the region, and yet we don't have the beds to properly admit patients. The adult R&D majors department has 20 bays and 6 resuscitation bays. This should be sufficient on most days. But now we have patients with us for way over the 4-hour target, sometimes well into the following day. These patients should have been transferred to specialist wards, but they don't have the beds. Nowhere to go. Further patients admitted then have nowhere to go, and are on trolleys down the corridor, in front of the sluice and resus trolleys, things are very overcrowded. And on top of this, half those patients have coughs, shortness of breath and temperatures, all apparently potential symptoms of coronavirus. Is it any wonder that staff are stressed? My main workload as a union rep is sickness reviews. Alongside high sickness levels, we are hemorrhaging staff. Health professionals can often find work in the private sector, without the stress, the shifts, the nights and the massive workload. Court scan services are now on the risk register, because we have had to cancel waiting lists. This means increasing delays, in diagnosing many time-critical conditions, cancer included. The official advice to the general public makes sense, stay home so you don't infect other people. And that's fine, if your employer will continue to pay you, if you have the resources, to get your food delivered, and a subscription to Netflix. But for many workers this would be a nightmare. No sick pay, nothing to put in the meter to stay warm, it doesn't bear thinking about. In all probability, we won't have a serious outbreak in this country. But it's our class who would suffer the most. We often have no choice about using overcrowded public transport. And the poorer you are, the more likely you are to suffer underlying conditions that put you at serious risk, conditions that affect the lungs like COPD, for example. Many of the people I work with feel they are on their knees, and can't take much more. What they desperately need, is a lead from the union tops, to say enough is enough, we are willing to fight, and to put forward a strategy to win.